On Robin Hood Radio, as most of you are aware of now, our beloved Hotchkiss Library here in Sharon is going to be undergoing some much-needed renovations and updating and bringing the library into the future so it can continue to do what it's been doing, which is serving our area since I was a fifth grader, fourth grader at Sharon Center School and marched over to the Hotchkiss Library one day when school started and got my first library card. Mm-hmm. It has affected and helped generations of people around the Sharon area. And with us today, we have Gretchen Hockmeister of the Hotchkiss Library and Tom Trowbridge. Gretchen and Tom, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
And I guess we could start off in the place that you had the groundbreaking ceremonies for everything that's going to happen, and then you released the information about your fundraising efforts. And I guess, Tom, I'll start off with you. As this has developed, talk a little bit about how this all started and developed and worked to where you're at the place you are now.
Okay, Marshall. Well, thanks. Well, I mean, I can go back very far, but I mean, we had the a bunch of studies and a strategic plan, all of which pointed to, as you mentioned, the need to upgrade the library, in particular, but make it accessible to everyone. And we did a feasibility study to determine if the money was out there, and that involved talking to potential donors, not asking for money, but to see if they would support the project and the extent to which they would. And that came in very, very positive. And so we decided to launch a capital campaign, and the campaign is headed by Lorna Edmondson, who was a college president and is a real pro. I mean, she is leading this effort. She has a cabinet working with her. But she is guiding it, and we have the help, too, the consultant Sharon Donosky, who has done umpteen of these things and tells us just what to do. And so we've launched this capital campaign and we are now in or just ending the quiet phase. And in the quiet phase, we approached individuals and some foundations to get what turned out to be some significant gifts. And as you said, that all, I guess the initial goal was like 1.25. Well, we leapfrogged that in no time at all and are now, as you said, at 2.7. And we are now, as of the groundbreaking that you mentioned, about to start the public phase. And here, We have, as you said, about maybe 300,000 left to get, but that's going to be, I think we expect that the money that come in will be in probably smaller increments than we had during the quiet phase. But this is terribly important because we want to get the whole town involved in this. We want to get businesses to participate. We wanted to get the town to participate, and the whole community, and not just these individual donors who so far have been so generous. So that's kind of where we are, and the gap we have, as I mentioned, is 300,000, and it compared with what we've raised so far, that isn't so much. But I think it will be. It's going to take a lot of work to close that gap, and we're prepared to do it, of course.
I think it's one of those things that you don't need to hammer people, but the more information and the more updates and the more people find out about the library, and Gretchen, you can talk about some of the benefits that are going to come out of this, not only for the library itself, but the true benefits that are going to go to the people who use the library.
Absolutely, Marshall. We are here for everybody, and as you know, and with the exception of making copies or printing something out on our machine, everything we provide is free of charge for people. All the books, all the downloadable resources that were so valuable during the onset of the pandemic, all of our programming, both in person, which we hope to get back to soon, and all of the virtual programming that we've done during the pandemic, which has reached you know, a much wider audience beyond the borders of Sharon, which has been great. So we hope that everybody in town will participate in our campaign. Every gift is appreciated, no matter the size, and there's so many ways to give. People can stop by the library and pick up a brochure. They can go to our website, HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org, and there are various pages. There are pages that have photographs and plans of our project. There's even a really cool sort of flyover image, computer animated, of what the building will look like from the outside, which is really fun to see. And there's also a dedicated capital campaign donation page, so donations can be made online. And people can purchase pavers in this portion of our campaign. So for at various price levels, you can purchase a paving brick and have it engraved in memory or in honor of somebody or something in town, and that will be incorporated into the terrace in front of our new handicapped accessible entrance. You can also pledge a gift over a number of years, up to 5 years, and give a little bit each year. And if people are curious to find out more, in the next couple of months we'll be announcing various dates where we'll open the old library on the green for tours and show people our plans in the library. And we also will be having some more Zoom receptions online for people, some info sessions where we'll show people the plans and answer questions.
You know, this is such an exciting time for the library, and of course it comes, yes, during a pandemic, but I think it's such an exciting time not only for the library, but for the town as a whole, because what we have found, and especially during the pandemic, and you can both comment on this if you want, we all know the importance of the library. The library brings the world to you, not just books, but the world in general. And when people were locked up for a year and a half, the libraries, I think, what you have done has just been spectacular in keeping people involved in learning and education, understanding, and seeking things out.
Actually, if I could interject, Marsh, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that it did was, I think, it brought some of our patrons kind of kicking and screaming into the technological 21st century. They learned how to download movies and access some of our online programs, and so it was kind of a force-fed education that I think they are now grateful for.
Yeah, we all learned a lot. The staff and I, we learned to use lots of new technologies that we weren't familiar with as well, so it's been a great experience. We've also collaborated with other community organizations like the Historical Society and the Playhouse and Audubon, and also other area libraries co-sponsoring programs. We've been able, working together, to bring in, you know, internationally known authors and experts on various subjects for group presentations. So it's been really wonderful.
We're speaking once again with Gretchen Hockmaster and Tom Trowbridge. We're talking about the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, which is entering this exciting period. You know, I hearken back to several years ago, many, many years ago, when the idea of first adding some upgrades to the library came about, and it wasn't well received. And I remembered back then, many, many years ago, that I was very surprised at that. But so I guess I should credit you, Tom, and everybody else at the library, because obviously, what you have presented now has just been incredibly well received by everybody.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, and I think that plan really was kind of went down in flames in 2008 for a number of reasons. But I think this time, what we have going for us are a few things. First of all, we have a fabulous team. I mentioned Lorna doing the capital campaign. We had David Moore, who's a director, who's an architect, who is just all over this and is scrutinizing every single aspect of it that the our architects present and the construction manager presents. And so he is, as I said, on top of every single detail. And on top of that, we have a modest plan. I think the one year that you referred to was kind of grandiose, and it was, I think, from an aesthetic point of view, rather off-putting. And finally, what we did this time was we wanted to make sure that we got the town involved from the very beginning, so they knew exactly what we were doing. And I think that may not have been so successfully done the last time around. And I think as evidence of that, we got every single approval we asked for from the Historic District Commission, the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Zoning Board of Appeals. All those came in unanimously. And I think that's a testament to the hard work that was done and the as I said, the involvement that we of the town in the project. And finally, let me emphasize again: the thing is modest. If you're looking at it from the street at the library, you will not be able to see the addition. It sticks out a little bit on both north and south, but from the street, those juts will not be visible.
And a library will retain its unbelievable character.
Oh, and enhance. And this is, I mean, we are, I'm thinking we're entering the 21st century having skipped over the 20th. but the inside is going to be beautiful. I mean, all the wood is going to be restored. It'll be the same. Visually, it'll be the same thing, but it'll be glistening. The floors will be refinished, lighting enhanced. Technology will be enhanced too, and it's going to be, as I said, the interior of the existing building will be the same. And we owe a debt to Bruce Price, and we're going to honor his legacy. So it's, as I said, we couldn't be more excited.
I want to break in here for a second, just remind everybody that right now the Hotchkiss Library is temporarily at the American Legion Hall at 15 New Street. Now, you'll be going to some normal library hours on that, Gretchen, or no?
Yes, we are back to our pre-pandemic hours, which is wonderful. So we're back open again on Tuesday evenings until 7, and we're here 7 days a week.
And once again, if people want more information, Hotchkiss Library of Sharon.org, Hotchkiss Library of Sharon.org. And as you both said, you'll keep the public up to date. When do you think this all will be done? If everything were a perfect world and everything were to go all right, when do you think the new library, the revamped library, will be open?
Well, the schedule calls for actual groundbreaking to begin at the end of this month, and we're told that the project itself will take 9 months to complete. And if that happens, that will probably be the first construction project in history that has come in on time and on budget. So, we have our fingers crossed, but we're realistic. And we know there may well be some give in that schedule.
What a great way, though, when you think that the green itself over the past 2 years has undergone what it needed to once again retain its beauty and make it through another several hundred years. And now on top of that, when this is all finished, the library at the south end of the green is just going to be a jewel right next to the Sharon Historical Society.
We're proud and excited. We really are. Yeah.
Well, once again, people can get more information, HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org. Also, like you say, if you go to RobinHoodRadio.com, click on On Demand, the interview section, and you go to this interview, we'll have lots of different links, and that'll keep you all aware of what's going on. Gretchen and Tom, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, and just keep up the great work, and much success that the construction timeline stays together.
Okay, well, thank you, Marshall.
Thanks so much, Marshall.